Going to have an update on one of the key players in this particular period in 2013, Jesse White of the Swans. Clubs want him. Collingwood Footy Club seems to be the front runner for him. And to update us on his situation, as well as at least one more player, is player agent, very successful player agent, Ben Williams. Ben, thanks for joining us on Trade Radio. Is there an update to tell our Trade Radio listeners on Jesse White?
No, not too much at the moment, Damo. Obviously, the Pies and the Swans are in talks and they're obviously touching base every day, as clubs do at this time of year. And they're just talking about exchanging picks and those sort of things. But will something get done in the next 24 hours? I don't think so.
Okay. Is it exclusively Collingwood that negotiations are being held with at this point?
Yeah, absolutely. Jesse's made up his mind that he's pretty keen to get there to Collingwood and believes there's a need for him, and they obviously believe that, and he's quite excited to hopefully get there in the next week or so.
Yep. You've been around long enough, to, and particularly when these exchange periods get up and running, to know what deals work and what don't. Are you confident that by the end of this period, come Friday week, that Jesse White will be wearing black and white next year?
Yeah, I am. I am. I think, obviously, Jesse, everyone knows this, that he had a pretty tumultuous time last year in trade week, and it didn't quite work out for him. He was obviously part of that Tippett Crows saga, and that didn't quite happen for him. So he didn't start the first couple of games this year for Sydney, but there are a couple of injuries, and he got his opportunity and certainly made the most of it. And obviously, club started making some contact with us and seeing if Jesse was keen, and he had some preliminary interest, albeit he was pretty keen to finish the year well with the Swans. And at the end of the year, he thought long and hard about it, and he thought at the end of the day he's probably ready for a change and ready for some fresh opportunity elsewhere.
Sure. Are you able to enlighten us, Ben, as to the specifics of what the Swans want for an exchange for Jesse White from Collingwood?
No, I think that the Swans and the Pies in this case are actually both being pretty reasonable. They're talking about sort of around that sort of back end, second, early third round pick, and both teams are being quite reasonable. And obviously, with Lance Franklin going to the Swans, Jesse couldn't have picked a better year, I suppose, to try to get out of Sydney, because they can't retain all their players, can they?
No, they need to get some out, don't they? Yep.
And Ben, just a bit of an update on Josh Bruce while we're at it. He nominated St Kilda, is that right, as the club that he'd prefer to play with?
Yeah, that's correct, player. He obviously nominated Saints as his team of choice. He thought there'd be a bit more opportunity for him. Obviously, at GWS there, they've got so many good young players there, and Yaxton and Core and Tim Moore and Phil Davis. So Josh thought he'd probably be better getting a game elsewhere, and all his family are down in Melbourne, and Saints clearly have a need for that type of player. So he met up with Scott Waters, Chris Pelkin and Amit Baines, and was very impressed with the direction those guys have got the club going in, and feels like he wants to be a part of it.
And how's that progressing along? Have they made any sort of ground, the two clubs?
Not really. That one's a bit slower. I think that one will probably take a little bit longer than Jesse's one will. Again, GWS want to get a lot for their player, and St Kilda don't want to give up a hell of a lot, which is quite the common analogy in trade week, isn't it? Or trade month, shall I say. And
it is harder. It is harder with the young boys, but isn't it, to sort of know where they actually sort of sit? I mean, the blokes who have been established, and we just talk about Jesse White then before, but you can actually almost put a number on them easier than the guys that have got so much upside still sort of left in them.
Yeah, spot on. Like, you're hearing Sam Fisher's name being sort of mentioned with that, and if that's part of the deal, who knows? But he's obviously done everything in the game. He's won a couple of flags He's won a couple of All-Australian Guernseys and two club champions, I think. And he's obviously near the tail end of his career, but will add a lot of experience to that roster. And obviously you've got Brucey, who's only 14, 15 games old, and sky's the limit, but there's still a lot of unknown, as you say.
Got much else, other work to do during this period with the players? Benny and Callanan, we believe, is also on your books from the Crows?
Yeah, Nutter's one of ours. He's obviously, his situation's going to come down to list numbers. However, it's obviously, you'd think it might be more unlikely than likely at this stage with them making a pretty aggressive play and paying Eddie Betts the big biggies. You think they're going to be pretty committed to playing him. And as we know, most teams don't really go with two specific small forwards, do they?
No, they don't. Look, thanks for the update on Jesse White, particularly, Ben. I mean, Collingwood supporters are constantly asking us on and off air what's going on there, and I think they'll be pleased to hear what you had to say about him today.
No, all good. Thanks, Damo. Thanks, player.
Cheers.
Thanks, Ben. Ben Williams, player agent, Terry. And that, to me, I mean, he's a straight shooter, Ben, always has been. Really good player agent, and when you hear him say that, to me, that deal gets done.
Oh, I think it gets done, definitely. So I think that Collingwood supporters can pretty much count in that Jesse White will play for them next year. I think the other interesting one is the Sam Fisher to the Giants. I mean, the Bruce and Fisher deal will go down. I mean, what sort of has to go which way to compensate with that will be fascinating to see whether the senior player gets a bigger hold or the young player with a lot of time left gets the bigger hold.